Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.
Forever grateful to Future Media News. Thank you so, so much, Leonard. So time is exactly 7:35. As we promised a little bit early on, we are going to be having a conversation with incredible figures. And these are obviously people who have had just personal connections and personal interactions, so to say, with our late president, President Hage Genko. I still can't believe that I'm actually saying that. But yeah, it's a few days after the news was announced that he passed away. And I am touching base with a couple of people who had interactions with him just to pick their brain as to how they are, how they're holding up, and what that moment of actually meeting him or interacting with him actually was. And right now, I do have the beautiful Elago Ndapewa Shitatala. Good morning.
Good morning, Shaquan. You know, I wish we were speaking under different circumstances, honestly.
I know. And yeah, it's really, really unfortunate that we have to obviously just have this conversation now in times like this. But you know what? We are making it a point right here on Namibia's Heart and Soul to really celebrate his legacy more than anything. You know, it's a very sad time, yes, but we have to celebrate because he was a great man that deserves to be celebrated. So, Elago, you did have an interaction with him, obviously, and that trended all over social media and so forth. And to anyone who doesn't know what we're actually referring to, Elago was sitting in the room right at the State House. She had no idea what was going on, by the way. And this is actually the moment that we are referring to. Just have a listen. So now this is the moment where President Hage Genko calls you on to the podium, right? And he says that, I don't know her. I've never met her. I just see her on TV running up and down. Tell us about that moment when the President of the Republic of Namibia recognizes Ndapewa for all the work that she does. How was that moment for you?
I'm actually getting chills, especially you playing that video, because I'm imagining being there just right now. It was a pleasant surprise, just as he mentioned. He surprised me, and that is what it was.
Yeah.
I received invitation earlier that day to attend an event. The invitation said the president would like me to attend the event. I had no idea what the event was about, but I understood it was an end of year function. And I, of course, who refuses an invitation from
the president?
But I was also questioning why me, and I assumed perhaps it was a group of media personnel that were invited in their personal capacity. So I went there and I was ushered to sit in the front, and I'm sitting at a table amongst dignitaries and not any media colleagues, and I was a little bit confused as to what exactly was happening then. What am I here for? And the MC, who is the minister in the presidency, Madam Christine Kwebe, started the event, obviously, with greetings, as they usually would, and with a salutation to the first being the president, and they moved on to the vice president, who was also in the room, the Speaker of the National Assembly, and various other ministers who were present, and the employees of State House, of course. And in her salutation, she also mentioned, and our special guest, Ms. Elago Shitatala. And I was left dumbfounded. I remember looking at the president to see if he's reacting to it, because this can't be right. I can't be part of a salutation of that kind. So I was confused when everything was happening. And then the president was called onto the podium. It was a very short and sweet program, because it was the end of their function of the State House. He says to me, I invited this lady here today to surprise her. And he says, Shitatala, come here. I sat there for a minute before I stood up, because I wanted to confirm, is he really talking about me? But he was looking directly at me. And I walked on, and it was a surprise. It was a pleasant surprise. By far the best surprise I've ever received in my life.
All right. So when you think about that moment, because I mean it's a once in a lifetime opportunity also when it you think is. About it. What did that moment do for you in terms of just, you know, the person that you are, the person that you're striving to be this year, but most importantly, because he recognized you for the work that you do for your TV show that is in the community, right? What exactly did that encounter do in terms of what we can expect for season 4 that is still upcoming for this year for the show?
Well, it was confirmation I didn't even think I needed. You know, Shaquan, when we do our work, we don't do it for recognition or for credit. We do it because it's really what we love, and it's passion. It's a passion. I'm one who isn't even interested in signing up in competitions of that or anything of that kind.
No, me too, really actually. Me too.
Yeah, I do it for the love. So yeah. I received recognition from the first citizen of the country was an assurance that what I'm doing is what I'm called to do, and I am doing it well, and it is being recognized, and people are watching, and the impact is noticeable. And I must also mention that it isn't my work alone. I have the team that I work with. I have a team of camera operators, brilliant minds of producers that also write my scripts in conjunction with me. I have a leadership team at the NBC, the management who gave me the opportunity to create the show, who fund all those trips. Let me tell you, the show that we do is not a cheap one. It's not cheap at all.
I can imagine,
but the NBC remained committed and steadfast in supporting the idea. When I pitched the idea, I was a little bit skeptical because I thought, this is not just a show that speaks positively of what's happening around the country. It also touches on the negative impacts and the negative effects of where government hasn't really been able to contribute and to assist the community.
Communities.
But it also provides a platform for government to then rectify and also then clarify to the community as to what can be done to better. So I thought it was also going to be received with a bit of hostility, not only from our side as a company, but also
the government
by the government and the president himself to acknowledge that kind of program was assurance to me that he really is a champion of press freedom in this country. And mind you, after the dinner, I was able to spend a few hours, I think about 4 to 5 hours in his presence, engaging in that evening. And some of the ministers in the room that we were engaging with mentioned that, but the program also that makes us look bad. And the president rectified it and said, no, the program is showing us where we are not doing well.
Yeah.
And we are supposed to look at it to rectify and not take it as backlash. And that left me dumbfounded. I swear to you, Shekwan, that day gave me a different perspective of the president. And I saw him not only as a human being, but as a man who is principled.
That's powerful. So you just say that you spend around about 4 to 5 hours in his presence, right?
What
are some of the things that he poured into your cup that you need at this point? Because this is a request, my dear. You must pour into the Fresh FM listeners' cup this morning. What are some of those things that he left with you?
you know, Shekwan, that evening was just, it was one that I could have never imagined. I remember sitting in a room with the president, of course, the First Lady Monica Genkos, and seeing their love, seeing them interacting with each other. It was so beautiful, and they debate quite a lot. I remember looking at them and wondering, because we were having conversations about everything and anything under the sun.
Yes.
And I was seated in a room with the president, the first lady, the vice president, who is now the current president of the republic. I was seated with some ministers as well. And I was the only ordinary citizen, if I'm to categorize myself as such, in that room.
I kept
pinching myself and wondering, what am I doing here? Why am I part of this discussion? But I decided to live in the moment anyways. One of the things that stood out for me was that in that room, they were discussing issues such as land and housing delivery, which is definitely a huge concern for them, you know. We sit here and we read all the negative news sometimes and we think our leaders don't care, but they were really discussing these issues with a painful heart and trying to figure out
what are they going to do next.
Yes, and it was also at a time where Namibia had a positive outlook on the GDP. Remember the 15th of December?
So absolutely.
They were celebrating, and the president was also just really happy to see that his theme for last year, which was the year of revival, was coming to pass, because we saw a bit of economic recovery last year.
Absolutely,
so for me to have been part of discussions like that, even such as some discussions surrounding the emerging industry such as green hydrogen and the oil discoveries, and we were just also speaking about media in general and my role in it. It was amazing. But the president, the one thing he mentioned to me that really stands with me or remains
with
me
you,
till today. Yeah. Is the fact that he does not only watch my show, but he really does watch NBC programs. He mentioned that he was watching me on Good Morning Namibia once upon a time, and we were having a conversation. Because, you know, with morning programs, we do a lot of ad-libbing.
And he said,
where I stood out for him was when I mentioned that I am a Namibian in one of my conversations. And he said, for a young person to label yourself as a Namibian instead of outlining your tribe, it was beautiful to see. Because, you know, the president has been teaching us and trying to help us believe that
we are one nation. One Namibia, one nation.
Yeah, for me, I didn't remember saying that. But he says it's how he noticed me, and that's what he noticed me by.
All right, so that is, yeah. And you know what I'm actually taking away from what you're saying right now is just the fact that going into today, dates to follow, we should all remember that we are indeed just Namibian.
Yes,
Elago, thank you so much for your time. I know that you're also doing a show, but thank you so much for taking our call this morning, and thank you for always reminding us to always own it all.
Thank you so much for giving me the platform, Shekwan. I also just want to, you know, offer my condolences to the bereaved family and Madame Monica Genkos and the entire Genkos family. That obviously includes the children, the siblings, etc. And also to all of us as the nation. Let us mourn in unity and let us mourn in peace, but remember to celebrate the life of the late Dr. Hage G. Genko. May his soul rest in peace.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Elago. Have a lovely day, hey?
You too, Shekwan.
All right. So that is the voice of Elago Jitatsala, and she had such a beautiful moment with the president himself, and that moment trended on social media, so we had to touch base with her. Now, still coming up, we are going to be having a conversation with McHenry Venani, so keep it locked right here on Namibia's Heart and Soul.
So you did the deed.
Shekwan and NSK on 102.9.